Rebecca Gamblers, Director of Homeland Security and Justice Issues at the Government Accountability Office, and writing a letter to the chairs and ranking members of the Appropriations Subcommittees on Homeland Security, both the House and Senate side, about DHS's drones and use of them in at Customs and Border Protection. Rebecca, thank you for joining me today. What specifically were you looking at, and why were you looking at it?
Thank you for having me on the show. The source of the report that we did was a mandate for GAO included in the House Committee report accompanying the Fiscal Year 2014 Appropriations Act. And that mandate required GAO to study a review done by DHS's Privacy Office and Office of Civil Rights and Civil Liberties on CBP's use of unmanned aerial systems. And that DHS review was to cover two elements. First, how DHS ensures that CBP's use of unmanned aerial systems complies with applicable privacy and civil liberties laws and standards. And the second, the extent to which CBP's use of unmanned aerial systems is limited to border and coastal areas. And so we studied the extent to which DHS's review addressed those two elements.
Now, what was the legislation provisions, if any, that dictated how CBP was supposed to use drones, as you mentioned, limited to operation along the border and coastal areas? Was there such a thing? And if so, what was it?
DHS's review did specify the various authorities that CBP has for using unmanned aerial systems, and those authorities do not limit CBP's use of such systems only to border areas. And so we found in looking at DHS's review that the review described examples of cases in which both DHS was using unmanned aerial systems in border areas, but also where they may be using them in other areas, for example, by providing video or radar images in flooding or disaster situations.
Now, there's another entity within CBP that's at play here. You talked about the Privacy Office, and you talked about the Office of Civil Rights and Civil Liberties. What is CBP's Office of Air and Marine?
CBP's Office of Air and Marine is the office that provides air and marine assets for U.S. Customs and Border Protection. And among those air and marine assets, CBP's Office of Air and Marine operates 9 unmanned aerial systems.
So they're the logistics and operations headquarters within CBP for their drone fleet. Is that a fair way to look at it?
Right. They're the office that's responsible for providing air and marine assets and resources for CBP to include unmanned aerial systems.
And they have 9 UAS units in that fleet. Is that what I caught you say?
They have 9 unmanned aerial systems that they operate from different operational centers along the northern border, the southern border, including the coastal border.
Now, you report that, happily, that CBP has an oversight framework and procedures for its UAS program that helps ensure its compliance with privacy and civil liberty laws and standards. That's a positive sign. That sounds like they're complying with the letter and the spirit of the law, Rebecca. Is that fair to say?
We did find that DHS's review did specify various procedures that are in place to help ensure that CBP's use of the unmanned aerial systems comply with applicable privacy and civil liberties standards and laws. And to give you an example of what some of those procedures are, they relate to how CBP collects, stores, retains, and shares any information or images that are obtained through use of unmanned aerial systems.
You write, DHS's review didn't address the extent to which CBP had institutionalized procedures in written policies, but it sounds like from what you write following that they're in the process of doing that. So they're not all the way to the destination, but they're down the path at least.
That's right. While DHS's review didn't explicitly state the extent to which some of these procedures that I mentioned are written down. We did find that otherwise DHS was taking steps to get those policies institutionalized and written, or they had already done so in some cases.
Rebecca Gambler, the Government Accountability Office, looking at the use of UASs or drones at Customs and Border Protection. And you write, GAO analysis of CBP UAS flight hour data found over 80% of UAS flight hours were associated with border and coastal areas of the United States. That's less than 20% then, if you want to turn that on its ear, that is not used in association with border and coastal area surveillance or examination. And I wonder if that complies with any legislation or doesn't comply with any legislation, or if it's just a data point for us to be aware of.
That's a data point that we found during the course of our work. We found that about 80% or more of unmanned aerial system flight hours from fiscal year 2011 through April 2014 were associated with airspace encompassing border and coastal areas, and those that was airspace covered by these certificates of authorization that CBP obtains from the FAA to be able to operate UAS. The other a little less than 20% of the flight hours for that time period were associated with what are called non-operational certificates of authorization, and that would be for things like training or transit or disaster, or the UAS flight hours were associated with restricted or other airspace.
So I guess as I read through the correspondence and I read through the associated materials on the website, Rebecca, my takeaway was that this is a program that is going according to DHS operational standards. CBP is conducting it properly. They're using these drones the way that DHS and ultimately Congress wants them to use the drones. Am I reading this right?
The scope of our work was to focus on the extent to which DHS's review or study of CBP's use of unmanned aerial systems met the two elements that I mentioned in terms of the extent to which DHS ensures that it complies with existing privacy and civil liberties laws and standards, and the extent to which the use of unmanned aerial systems is limited to border and coastal areas. And through our study and report on that, we looked at the extent to which DHS's review encompassed those elements.
Do we have a sense of what DHS or CBP or Congress will do with the information you've presented them? The gist of it is, what's the next step? What do we expect to be done with the information that you presented, if we have a sense of that at all, Rebecca?
I think we hope that Congress and the Department will use the information we've provided as they continue to oversee CBP's unmanned aerial systems program.